you know, looking to Beethoven again and again, maybe earlier in my life, I would think, when I thought, you know, the, for example, the end of the symphony, that it's this positive, victorious feeling. But more I experience, more I come to conclusion for me that actually this ending is really, it's a furious. It's, you know, the, after this pom pom, heartbeats of the pom 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 pom, it's really, it's mad, it's furious, and now looking to the Hannes piece, for example, you know, there's so much furious feeling about the piece, and the ending, and ends like this scream of the oboes in a high register, which is, you go, take off. It's what Beethoven, you know, when we read, well, how he, you know, how he had this kind of painful feeling in the air that it's he couldn't hear, but it was this kind of pain, like a knife in his ears. It's really very interesting looking to her piece. How does she feel and connect that there is so much in this piece about furious and about not being in a big harmony, which sometimes we might have a sometimes illusion that Beethoven is actually, you know, in the fifth symphony or of course also in the third or fourth, any symphony ends with a yes, but actually I'm starting to doubt where is it really the honest, victorious feeling, or it's really something, you know, something more.